From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, December 21st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Windham is getting a weekend shuttle bus. The town board unanimously approved a contract with Valet Park of America at a special meeting on December the 19th to establish the Windham Municipal Shuttle. The service will operate on weekends and during peak weeks during the year. It will begin on December 26th and end New Year's Day, then continue its scheduled weekend service through March, except President's Day weekend in February. Town Supervisor Robert Pelham said, and I quote, "Christmas weekend is the biggest thing to get this thing going because it will be going all week. It's a chance for people to get familiar with the shuttle," end quote. The free service will run from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. One shuttle will run for extended hours from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday. Bus routes have not been finalized, but plans are in the works for two shuttles that will go through Hensonville and Ashland and then loop back into Windham. A supporting app is also in development that will give users the real-time location of the bus. Kurt Goetching, a Windham resident and Thompson House Ski Hotel employee, said the shuttle will keep congestion down, minimize double parking, and cut down on drunk driving in the area. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daily Freeman is reporting that Central Hudson Gas and Electric is reminding customers that they should never share their account information or passwords with others. Charles A. Freeney, the utility senior vice president of customer service and transmission and distribution operations, said a recent post on Craigslist offered a cash incentive to customers willing to share their Central Hudson username and password. Freeney said, and I quote, "Customers must be extremely wary of these solicitations and should not provide personal account information to anyone," end quote. Central Hudson is a member of the Utilities United Against Scams, a national organization of utility companies working to help expose the tactics scammers use and help residents and small business owners protect themselves. Information is available at centralhudson.com/scamcentral. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. On December 19th, the Hudson Common Council unanimously rejected the idea of creating a dog park on Mill Street and called on city officials to explore other locations for the canine playground. The dog park has been supported by a collective of dog owners, and Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton estimated that residents have raised $14,000 for the project. The resolution was passed Tuesday in response to public concerns. At the council's December 11th informal meeting, 4th Ward Supervisor-elect Linda Mussman read a letter signed by 9 Mill Street residents expressing concerns about the plan, including the possibility of dogs on the loose, strangers coming and going in the neighborhood, and more. Mayor-elect Rick Rector said he will work with the public to find a better location for the dog park. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman, the Woodstock Town Board expects to move forward with the regulations covering short-term rental properties and will also push to have unregistered bed and breakfasts brought into compliance with town law. Officials are also thinking about adopting changes to the zoning law that would limit the number of rentals allowed in a specific district. Short-term rentals that are not owner-occupied are illegal under current law. At its December 19th meeting, the board received a report outlining problems with the expanding industry of online rental properties. Town board member Richard Heppner said, and I quote, "The genie is out of the bottle. It's here, and it's a reality," end quote. Town Supervisor Bill McKenna said most property owners who have short-term rentals appear to conduct their businesses without causing complaint. He said, and I quote, "There's probably 10 or 12 really problematic rentals in town that we do get a lot of complaints about," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 32 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 22. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then snow and sleet likely between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., then sleet is likely after 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 32 degrees on Friday. On Friday night, freezing rain and sleet likely before 4 a.m., then more freezing rain likely between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., then rain and freezing rain likely after 5 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. And on Saturday, Rain with a high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 28. The sun rose this morning at 7:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:24 p.m., and that will give us 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, which is exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 21st day of December and the first day of winter 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.